10 confirmed dead, 10 wounded. The latest on the Santa Fe, Texas school shooting by Michael Zenny and Katie Riley. 10 people were killed and 10 others wounded in a shooting at Santa Fe High School in Texas, an incident Governor Greg Abbott called one of the most heinous attacks that we've ever seen in the history of Texas schools. The suspect used a shotgun and .38 caliber revolver that he took from his father, Abbott said. Here's what we know so far. 10 people were killed in the Santa Fe shooting. Authorities said 10 people, mostly students, were killed in the shooting on Friday morning, and 10 more were wounded. Students at Santa Fe High School, located about 35 miles southeast of Houston, told local TV stations that the gunmen opened fire in an art class during first period. University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston said doctors were treating 3 patients from the shooting, 2 adults and 1 minor. One patient was a police officer who arrived in critical condition after being shot in the arm. Another adult, a woman, was wounded in the leg and was being operated on. The minor had a gunshot wound to the leg, doctors said. Doctors at Clear Lake Regional Medical Center said 8 patients, all students, were treated there. 6 were released, 2 remain in the hospital, 1 is in critical condition and the other is in fair condition. One suspect, believed to be the student, has been taken into custody. The Associated Press identified the suspect shooter as 17-year-old Dimitriots Pogortsits, citing an anonymous law enforcement official. Abbott said the shooter used a shotgun and a .38 revolver that were obtained from his father. He said 2 more people are currently being interviewed as persons of interest in the shooting. The Santa Fe School District said police bomb squads were working to dispose of explosive devices found in the high school, whose roughly 1,400 students have been evacuated. There have been explosive devices found in the high school and surrounding areas adjacent to the high school. Because of the threat of explosive items, community members should be on the lookout for suspicious packages and anything that looks out of place, Santa Fe Independent School District said in an update hours after the shooting. Do not touch any items out of place and call 911 as we have agencies that can respond. This is the 22nd school shooting of 2018, according to CNN. It follows another shooting on Wednesday at Dixon High School in Central Illinois, where a school resource officer shot and wounded a former student who opened fire at the school. It comes 3 months after 17 people were killed in the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. That shooting sparked mass protests and calls for tougher gun control restrictions in the U.S. Less than a month before the shooting at their own school, a group of Santa Fe High School students participated in the national walkout against gun violence on April 20th. A clip from the Houston's KTRK TV featuring an interview with one student from Santa Fe High School has gone viral in the aftermath of the shooting. In it, the student responds to a reporter who asks if she couldn't believe a shooting was happening at her school. It's been happening everywhere. It's always kind of felt like eventually it was going to happen here too, she said. I don't know. I wasn't surprised. I was just scared. President Donald Trump addressed the shooting in remarks on Friday morning. We grieve for the terrible loss of life and send our support and love to everyone affected by this absolutely horrific attack, he said. To the students, families, teachers, and personnel at Santa Fe High, we are with you in this tragic hour, and we will be with you forever. My administration is determined to do everything in our power to protect our students, secure our schools, and keep weapons out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and others. Earlier, he tweeted, "School shooting in Texas. Early reports not looking good. God bless us all." Texas leaders have voiced support for the students and teachers at the school. "This community is grieving mightily," said Texas Senator Ted Cruz at a press briefing on Friday. "And the entire country is grieving along with these parents, grieving along with these students. There have been too many of these. Texas has seen too many of these. Nothing can prepare a parent for the loss of a child. This will be a long and painful time for these parents as they work their way through what has to be the greatest challenge they've ever dealt with," Abbott said at a briefing. "I ask every parent out there, wherever you may be, to hold your children close tonight and let them know how much you love them."